From our perspective, the point at which you now stand, the point from which you are now perceiving, that you are now conscious that you are now perceiving, that point is a segment. Your day may be divided into many segments, and there are not two of you who would have precisely the same segments. On one day, your segments may be different from the next, and all of that is fine. It is not necessary to have a rigid schedule of segments. What is important is that you identify when you are moving from one segment to another, from one set of intentions to another. For example, when you wake up in the morning, you are now entering a new segment. That time that you are awake before you get out of bed is a segment. That time that you are preparing yourself for your next activity, that is a segment. As you move into your time for work, that is a segment. When you get into your automobile, the time from one place to another is a segment, and so on. As you realize that you are moving into a new segment of life experience, if you will pause for a moment and set forth aloud or in your own mind what you are most wanting as you are moving into that segment, you will begin by the powerful law of attraction to solicit thoughts, even circumstances and events, even conversation or action from others that will harmonize with your intent. If you do not take the time to recognize you are moving into a new segment and to identify what you are wanting, then it will be a segment like most others of confusion. Either you will be confused by the influence of your own old habits, even the thoughts that were happening in the segment before, or you may become swept up by the confusion or by the influence of the others who are involved in your segment. In either case, you do not have deliberate control of what you are attracting, of what you are creating in this segment. In every segment of your life experience, you are operating on many levels. There are those things that you are doing in the segment. Doing is powerful creating. There are those things that you are speaking about in the segment, and speaking is powerful creating. And there are those things that you are thinking in the segment, and thinking is powerful creating. And within each segment, you may be considering what is happening in your present. You may be considering what has already happened in your past, or you may be considering what is to happen in your future. When you are thinking about your future, you begin, by law of attraction, the attracting of that which you are wanting for your future. It will not come into your present, for your present has not been prepared for it. But it will begin motion forward. And as you are moving forward toward that future place, so are the events and circumstances that you have given thought to. That process is what we refer to as pre-paving. In your present, you give thought to your future, so that when you get to that future time, that future has been pre-paved or prepared for you by you. Much that you are experiencing today is as a result of the thoughts of today, yesterday, and the day before, and the year before, and the year before. Every thought that you think that is directed toward what you are wanting for your future is of great benefit to you. Every thought that you are thinking that you do not want about your future is of disadvantage to you. As you think of vitality and health and are wanting it and expecting it in your future, you are pre-paving and preparing that for yourself. But as you fear or worry about cancer, you are also preparing or pre-paving that for your future. Segment intending will assist you whether you are in your now thinking about your now or whether you are in your now thinking about your future. For in either case, you will be deliberate in your creating. And that is the point of the segment intending. Whether you are specifically intending something to do or say in this moment, or whether you are pre-paving in your future in this moment, it is of great value to you to do it on purpose. When you get into your automobile, if you will set forth your deliberate intent for safety on this journey, you will literally attract the circumstances that will bring it about. Now, of course, if you have intended that as you were beginning many journeys, if in your past, as you viewed your future, you wanted and expected safety, then those intentions set forth in advance have already begun to prepave your future, and your segment intending now is adding unto that intent, strengthening it indeed. There are those circumstances where you have not prepaved. And if you have not prepaved and you do not intend in this segment either, then you are absolutely living life by default. And the likelihood of being swept up in the confusion of someone else is very great. Two beings who are in two separate vehicles, arriving at the same point at the same time, having a very great and loud collision, are two beings who have not intended safety. They are living life by default. And they find themselves, in their confusion, attracting one another, you see. Mm-hmm. As you are wanting and expecting to receive the subject of your intent, it will be. But if you do not take the time to establish what it is that you want, then you are attracting, by influence of others or by influence of your own old habits, all sorts of things that you may or may not want. We agree there are some things that you attract accidentally or by default that you like, just as there are some things that you attract not intentionally or by default that you do not want. But there is not much satisfaction in that sort of attraction.